Welcome. It's Thursday night and time for the Psychic Viewpoint on PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com with your hosts, Maureen Holleran, Sharon Bradley, Nancy Galway, and Phil Powers. During the second half of the show, call in to connect for a free psychic reading. Join us during this transpersonal collective experience. Sponsored by PsychicAccess.com, where all the psychics have been interviewed, verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you the highest quality of quality service. And now, on with this week's show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Nancy Galway, and I would like to thank you for joining us and welcome you to tonight's broadcast of The Psychic Viewpoint, sponsored by PsychicAccess.com. Tonight, we are very excited to welcome to The Psychic Viewpoint Donna Maria Johnson. And our show tonight is about aromatherapy, and also Donna Maria will share her extensive knowledge in the handmade beauty market. But before we get started, please join me in welcoming my wonderful, very wonderful co-hosts, Maureen Holleran, Sharon Bradley, and of course, Phil Powers. Welcome, everyone.
Welcome. Thank you.
And hi, Maureen.
And hi.
Hello.
Hello.
So, Maureen, how are you tonight?
I'm doing very well. I live down at the beach here, which is the season, and it's nice. Lovely, but it's pretty congested, but it's warm. It's beautiful. I saw the dolphins. Thank you for asking.
And yeah. Do you have a second to tell us about yourself and your abilities?
One second, do I have? Yeah. Yes, I do. Yes, I work along my fellow co-host at PsychicAccess.com, which is a really great site, everybody out there, if you don't already know it. And I'm an intuitive advisor, I call myself, but I'm an empath. I have all the clairs going. I'm not going to name them all because it'll take forever. And I work with Tarot. I'm very well versed in business and finance and corporate, business like that, relationships, past lives. And actually, I take pride in the helping of spiritual development for each individual. And I'm very objective, and I love my work.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for joining me tonight.
Thank you.
And Sharon, how are you this evening?
I'm great, Nancy. It's going to be a good show.
I'm really excited to have Donna Maria tonight. And do you have a few seconds to tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do? Just a few seconds.
No. Just a few seconds. Okay. Well, I also work for Psychic Access, which I love. I love working there. And I hear from spirit and I see from spirit. So that's the way I do my readings. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
But
I'm so glad you're here tonight, too.
Oh, thank you.
And last but not least, we have Phil, who apparently lies about his age. And how are you tonight, Phil?
A week older than it says on Skype. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Would you like to share a little about yourself and your abilities as well?
Sure. I'm also, with everyone else, a psychic advisor for Psychic Access. I like my tarot cards, and I use a Rohag deck. And I use the four C's, or the three C's in channeling. And I really like my pendulum, but you have to be very specific when you ask it a question, or it'll play tricks on you.
Very interesting.
Interesting.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Very interesting. And thanks for being here tonight as well.
All right.
And
I'm
tonight,
ready to learn.
Good. It's going to be a great show. And I'm delighted and honored to welcome our special guest tonight, Donna Maria Johnson. She's an attorney, aromatherapist, author, motivational speaker, and passionate spokesperson for entrepreneurs from all walks of life. Indie Beauty Network is the only trade organization providing a holistic suite of meaningful, tangible benefits to independent manufacturers of products that provide consumers with exciting alternatives to the mass-marketed fare that is so widely available today. So for more information on Donna Maria and the Indie Beauty Network, you can visit her website at www.indiebusinessnetwork.com. And be sure you stay tuned for the second half of our show to get your free on-air reading with our gifted psychics that have joined me this evening. We will announce the call-in number later in the show, so be sure to have your pen and paper ready. And if you're in the chat room, we also write it there. And if you're unable to catch our show last week, you'll find a recorded archive link as well as archives of all our previous shows on PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com under the Archives tab. So please feel free to circulate the archives links and future show details to your friends and family. Our mission here is to reach out with our guides and connect with as many people as possible, so to be sure to include others in our show. So we're just waiting a few minutes to get our guest online. So does anybody have any interesting stories?
Well, I do.
Okay.
Or do I ever not? Yeah, well, you know, I was talking to you guys about the dolphins that that are right out here. I think I may have even said it before. I don't know. I'm getting a little bit old-timerish. But I think everybody should be – I'm really fortunate. I walk along the beach and the surfers out there, and there's the dolphins right there. And so they're so – it's not like I have to have binoculars, and they're lovely, and I walk alongside them. And they make me feel such a sense of peace. Very much so.
They're so
and
special.
They are, and they're humans in water. And also, I would like to add that we're having a great, because thank you, Nancy, gave me a great contact for a show for next week. I know I'll be closing it with it, but on Singing Crystal Bowls. Singing Crystal Bowls, a wonderful woman with an angelic type of, she's a musician. Well, she's probably a magic person too. But thank you, Nancy. She's going to be lovely. So that will be next week's show, everybody. So I hope you can join me because it's going to be lovely, lovely. Yeah, she's something else. And, you know, it's healing vibrational things, but she's going to be interesting. So anyway, that's about all I have to say. I'm sure everybody else, because we have two people here from Canada that are our hosts are on Canada that are Canadian, and they also celebrated their, which a lot of people maybe not know this. It's a day before our
that's
independence.
True.
So why don't you tell someone, you and Sharon have that going on? I don't know. I think it's interesting.
Yeah. Well, July 1st is Canada Day. And it's always a long weekend, same thing with fireworks and all that kind of stuff. So usually I live out in the country, and somebody in the cornfields always has fireworks going. So it's so quiet and so isolated, and then all of a sudden you hear bang, 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 bang.
Yeah. Our dog was crazy.
And poor dogs do.
Yeah,
and did Sharon, did you see a lot of cool fireworks when you were out?
Yeah, it was good. Well, it kind of goes on for all weekend. Like, I don't know why. They seem to do it all weekend. But it's
okay.
Fun.
Okay. So I think our guest is ready. So thanks, everyone. And, yeah, it's so nice that, you know, we're neighbors and, you know, one holiday celebrating one country is so close to the other. So that's kind of nice because you can celebrate them all weekend long. Okay, so again, tonight I'm delighted and honored to welcome our special guest, Donna Maria Johnson. She's an attorney, aromatherapist, author, motivational speaker, and passionate spokesperson for entrepreneurs from all walks of life. And she is the Indie Beauty Network is the only trade organization providing a holistic suite of benefits to independent manufacturers of homemade products that provide consumers with alternatives to the things that are mass produced in our market today that are full of bad things. So welcome, Donna, and I'm so glad you're able to join us. I'm really excited about the show tonight because I'm very passionate about natural products, aromatherapy, and business as well, and it's a real honor to have you, and again, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Nancy. I'm delighted to join you and your listeners.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thanks again. And I'm going to ask, some of the questions are going to be very strange to you maybe, but some of our listeners are listening in to learn a little bit about aromatherapy. So could you share with us what aromatherapy and essential oils are?
Yes. Well, essential oils are natural products that are extracted from plant materials like the bark of trees or the rinds of citrus fruits or the petals of flowers or the stems of different plants. And they are extracted generally by steam distillation. And the oils that are produced are the natural extracts of the plants, and they have different sorts of effects on the skin. They have different sorts of effects on your mind and your psyche when you use them to relax or to be reinvigorated or other types of things. And the practice of using essential oils to affect your body and your life in a positive way is generally called aromatherapy. And so that's okay. Just a very high-level overview of it. And I love using essential oils in the bath. I love using them for relaxation and other sorts of things. And they're very easy to find at local natural boutiques and stores. So they're readily available also on the Internet. So anybody can access these wonderful natural materials.
I know that's great, and that's why I really love aromatherapy so much, because it's very accessible. Like you said, you can buy them anywhere, and even if you don't have a lot of information, you can get some benefit from them, So they're just, I mean, I use them every day, and I'm sure you do as well.
Yeah.
And how did you evolve from practicing as a lawyer? This is kind of a double question here, but how did you evolve from practicing as a lawyer, and do you still have a practice, to opening the Maria Grace Aromatherapy Shop in 1993, and is it still open?
Well, I am not practicing law anymore. The store is not open anymore, but I'll tell you how I evolved into that. It's quite an interesting story, and I think it's highlights what my life is like as a progress as a professional. So I was practicing law in downtown Washington, D.C., which is my hometown, and I had been doing so for many years, and I had a really good job, and I had really good coworkers and great benefits, and I loved what I was doing, and I had been doing it for several years, Nancy, but I was a little bit bored. I felt like I had sort of maxed out what I wanted to do professionally as an attorney. I had a wonderful career. I was in an upward trajectory, and I could have really taken it anywhere I wanted to, but I wanted to get married and have a family. I had discovered aromatherapy. I had learned how to make my own beauty products by then, and I just wasn't interested in practicing law anymore. What I wanted to do was to start a business that somehow allowed me to be around these wonderful natural products that I had learned how to make. At first, I thought it would be through having my store, the Maria Grace Aromatherapy Shop, which was open for several years, and I did farmers markets, and I taught classes to teach other people about aromatherapy, teach people how to make their own soaps and sugar scrubs and candles and all sorts of wonderful things. It was a beautiful little store in a quaint area outside Washington, D.C. But, Nancy, what I found was that because of my legal and business background, many women who had businesses in this area really wanted me to help them, to coach them and to mentor them where their businesses were concerned. And I noticed over time, Nancy, that their beauty products were nicer than mine. And I actually thought,
That's not good, or it is good. It depends on how you look at it.
Well, it's really good because I actually started getting paid for consulting services by some of their products. But ultimately, I realized that my gift was in empowering and encouraging and really just facilitating other people's businesses, and not necessarily in having my own aromatherapy business. So I transitioned from that to forming a trade organization, which is called the Indie Beauty Network. And so I offer these coaching and mentoring services to women who have aromatherapy businesses across the country. We have about 800 members in all 50 states, I think, now. And so I'm able to offer a wide array of products and services and training resources and mentoring and coaching that help them be successful selling products that are far better than the ones that I ever made.
That's an amazing story, and it's funny because it really is an evolution. You know, it's funny how we find our real niche in life by trying one thing and it evolves into another. That's a great story.
Yes, I think we do by pursuing opportunities. We mm-hmm. are introduced to other opportunities, and only by pursuing opportunities do we find new opportunities. I believe that.
Exactly. Exactly. And I purchased your book, Making Aromatherapy Creams and Lotions, in 2004, and I just love it. And I actually used it today.
Oh, so, lovely. And I'm so glad.
Yeah. And it's so well worn now that some of the pages are coming out, so I may have to buy another copy. So are there any plans to publish another one, like a part two or a similar book?
I don't. I do have a website called makeyourcosmetics.com where many of my recipes are, not the ones in the book, of course, because the publisher wouldn't have that, but the recipes that ended up on the publisher's cutting room floor are at makeyourcosmetics.com. I sent them far more than they had room for. So if you go there, there's a forum there where you can discuss your questions and share your ideas. Whether you have a business or not, it's really set up for hobbyists as well as people who are starting to sell their products, but really mostly people who do it for fun and have a really good time making products. There's, you know, hundreds of recipes there, resources for you to buy ingredients. It's a really fun site at makeyourcosmetics.com.
Wow. And would you say that, you know, once you learn how to make your own products or learn how to make soap, that you're really addicted?
Yeah, I think you are.
Yeah, you're hooked. Yeah, you're hooked.
Yes,
totally. So that's a great site.
There's such a difference between the products that you can purchase generally. There are some really good cosmetics products out there, but there's such a difference between the quality of most of the mass-produced products. And then there's also, whether it's a good product off the shelf or not, there's a great deal of satisfaction, Nancy, of course, in making something for yourself.
Exactly.
And as good as a store-bought product is, even if it's made with the highest quality ingredients, you don't get the satisfaction out of using it that you do out of making it yourself. But, of course, most people can't make enough for themselves, so it's great that our society today has these fantastic small businesses all over the country. In every state, in every city, in every town, you can find these handmade cosmetics that are just wonderful.
Yeah, so true. Mm-hmm. And your passion for these handmade natural products has led you to create the Indie Beauty Network, which you've briefly touched on. Yeah. Could you tell us a little bit more about the IBN?
Oh, absolutely. You can find out more at our social networking site, which is really easy, indiebeauty.com. There's, you know, hundreds of people there that are connecting and collaborating. And then, of course, we have our membership organization, which is where the real action is, and all the training resources and webinars with FDA officials and other companies that you need to network with in order to be successful as a business. But if you're not interested in the business, but you're really just interested in purchasing these products, if you go to indiebeauty.com and click on our photo gallery, you'll see products made by my members. There's some people today actually in Florida just added a lot of these wonderful aromatherapy lamps that they make and aromatherapy oils and misters and things. They're in Florida. They offer aromatherapy massage and consultation. So if you go to indiebeauty.com and click on the photo gallery, you'll find that. And so, yes, it's a great place to look because you can search by state. In the photo galleries, you can look for people in certain areas, and you can just come up to speed on what it's like to do business with these small manufacturers who are, you know, put their heart and soul into these are not mass-produced products. So it's not that there's anything always wrong with products made in large quantities. I think we need those in America because, you know, you have to be able to buy some stuff everywhere. But it's wonderful that now we can have these niche companies who are serving real people. They're real people serving real people, and they have fantastic products. And they're family business owned, too. So there's a great deal of satisfaction, of course, Nancy, in being able to support local businesses in your area. And we help make that happen.
Exactly. And I've noticed, too, that on your blog that you're opening branches of the IBN in different areas. Is that?
Yes, we are. I have rolling out my local directorship program right now. We just launched this a couple weeks ago. So we have local directors now in northern New Jersey, Boston, Portland, Oregon, Baltimore, Maryland, the Los Angeles area, and one other place, Boston. I think I might have said that already. And what they do is work with me to spread the word about these products locally. So we have an event coming up in Boston, if you're in the Boston area, on July 30th, downtown Boston. It's a summer sizzle networking event, and we've got speakers to talk about how to get your products into Whole Foods Market for people that want to do that. Whole Foods Market, of course, has a lot of branches all around the country, and they really are pushing the locally made products in their local stores, so that's really exciting. We've got a business finance professor who's going to talk about business finance issues, and then the host of a local television show who is going to share about how to get media attention for your business so you can whip up those holiday sales. It's July, but it's time to really start thinking about the holidays if you have a business that relies on holiday sales. Yes. So you can, again, go to indiebeauty.com. We have an events calendar there, and if you look there, you'll see featured the July 30th event in Boston.
Wow. So, and it's really important to network, and basically, you know, all of these opportunities are an opportunity to network because that can make or break a small business because it's so expensive to advertise, and so you really do depend on these opportunities.
Yeah, and you know, Nancy, I'm so glad you said that because I think small businesses, on the whole, sort of underestimate the importance of being involved in a networking organization that connects them with their peers, where they can get so many new marketing ideas. And it's wonderful when you're in Florida and your peers are in Michigan. You know, you can collaborate in ways that you might not be able to do if you're actually in the same local area with them. So you can get marketing ideas from them. You know, my members are so willing to share with each other. And I think we also keep our nose to the ground about legislation. And, you know, we advocate for our members. We've got the Safe Cosmetics Act of 2011, which was just introduced 4 days ago. By Representative Schakowsky in Illinois. So we had a webinar yesterday to inform our members about what this new bill says, how it would impact their businesses, what they can do to impact the advocacy process. And the only way that can happen as small business owners is if we band together and do it. So we try to make that happen as well and really just think it's so important, whatever industry you're in. There's some great aromatherapy trade associations. The Alliance of Aromatherapy, I think there's a National Alliance of Holistic Aromatherapy. I may be saying that wrong. But, you know, whatever it is that you do, and your listeners may have a business making jewelry or cleaning houses or cooking, you know, there's a trade organization that can help you. And there's plenty to choose from these days, too. So make sure you look around and even if there isn't one that suits you, make sure you join your local chamber of commerce and connect with people on that level as well.
Yeah, it's so important because, like I said, especially in small business, I mean, you really have to, you know, you're working alone, so you really need to build like a team of your own you know, make it network. And the other exciting event that caught my eye on your site was the upcoming cruise in 2012, which is very exciting. And can you give us all the details, who can go and how they can make it happen and where you're going? And
oh, Nancy, you are so wonderful to ask that question. Thank you for letting me share.
I want to go.
Oh, well, I hope you will. We had the first one in February of this year, and we went to Cozumel and Key West. And it was such a success that I thought, you know, you never want to call anything annual until after you've done it once. Well, as soon as we came back, everybody was like, okay, well, when's the next cruise? And I said, okay, so I guess we have to have another one. We have 100% registration of everyone that came last year.
Oh, my gosh.
And I just announced it a couple of weeks ago. We are going to be sailing to Ocho Rios, Jamaica, and also to Grand Cayman. And what we're going to be doing, Nancy, and this is so important, we have to unplug. We have to get away from Facebook. We have to get away from these things. But it is so hard to not check your email when you're vacationing stateside. And, you know, I love going to conferences, but honestly, at a conference, the best thing about them is the intimate meetings I have with people over coffee while I'm there. So I said, you know what,
exactly.
Why not have something where we make it expensive to connect with your Facebook page, right? Because you can still connect on a boat, but it's going to cost you a little bit more. So you're going to be really careful about it. We have masterminding groups. We have somebody that's coming this time to teach people how to edit their own videos so that when you take a little video of your aromatherapy products or if you offer services to people, you can do a little video and interview your happy client or show your new product off and really edit it inexpensively, but still so it would look nice and help you promote your products. I'm going to be talking about small business owners, Nancy, developing the leadership skills that they need, because there's so much talk about, you know, how to market your products and how to be successful on the Internet. And anyone can learn how to push buttons, but leadership is something that requires you to hang out with other leaders to get good at. And so we make it possible for people to connect with other successful people that have been there and done that, who will talk with them and share from their experiences with them. And we do it, you know, over all-you-can-eat buffets and snorkeling with dolphins and stingrays and an onboard spa and a fitness center. So what could be better than that?
Oh,
right?
Nice. That's such a nice way to network.
It is. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And the prices are awesome. The deposit's only $25 for a cabin, or $50 if you're sharing a cabin, so you have two beds in a cabin. And then, of course, you know, you can get a fancy cabin or you can get a basic cabin. And it's totally refundable until December. So you can, you know, sign up and you can pay as you go, and the prices are really, really good. So it's a great,
wonderful.
Great and wonderful thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds great. And it's hard to check your email on a boat.
It is hard to
so
check
you really
your email
have
on
to,
a boat.
Yeah.
And then you get dirty looks from other people who are like, you are so on vacation. Why are you checking your email?
Yeah.
Now, I will confess
exactly.
and say that, you know, we have businesses, so there is a fair amount of email checking that goes on. But when we're snorkeling and when we're having, you know, our massages at the spa, when we're helping each other succeed, we are really, really 100% present there. And it really makes a big difference. People's businesses went to an entirely different level after they came back from that cruise and put some specific things to work for them. It was wonderful.
Isn't that nice?
And
you know,
Yeah, my blog, indiebusinessblog.com, there's a link there for the cruise. So if you want more information, you can just click on that link and read all about it.
Yeah, I looked at your, I'm looking at your blog now, and that popped, even though there's all these really pretty ads, that kind of really popped out because you just see the word cruise and you go, oh.
I need one of those.
Yeah, exactly. And you really inspire women every day to follow their dreams. I mean, that's what you do. But is there anyone that inspires you?
Oh, my goodness. There are so many people who inspire me. I could list so many people, but I think I will say a few. Jeannie Rose, who is an aromatherapist and an herbalist and a teacher and a mom and a woman, and she's just an amazing person. Your listeners have probably heard of some of her books or hopefully read some of them. She has always inspired me. I think I'm also inspired by people like Martha Stewart, who, to me, you know, just, you know, at almost 70 years old, she is still going strong. She's doing radio shows. She's doing TV shows. She is living her passion for helping women make their homes and their communities more beautiful. And
she's amazing.
She is. And any woman who takes something that she's naturally good at and turns it into a business inspires me. Rachel Ray. She loves to cook. You know, there are so many people like that. Jack Canfield, who is a writer and a success coach, he inspires me. Julie K. can't remember her last name off the top of my head. She invented Baby Einstein. And, of course, then sold it to Disney for multiple millions of dollars. But she started her business because she was interested in entertaining her children at home. So she started making puppets. And then she said, well, why don't I videotape the puppets? That way I can you know, let them watch the puppets while I take a shower or, you know, get something done. And, you know, suddenly, you know, well, not so suddenly, but over time, she was able to perfect those videos and, you know, and make them commercially. But it really was all because she had a passion for something. She's a former teacher. So anyone who has taken what they're good at, something maybe they have an educational background in, maybe their work experiences, when you combine these things together, Nancy, there is nothing, there is no one who cannot start a business doing something that they enjoy. And
exactly.
That they also make a contribution and make the world a better place and really leave a legacy and help other people to enjoy life in that way. Anyone who does that inspires me.
Yeah, that's nice. There is a lot of very inspiring women out there for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, you're a very busy lady. You have a business, a family, and you're very active in your community. So, and you're very balanced. So can you share with us your secret for maintaining that balance and control of your life? Because a lot of people find it get really overwhelmed, and then they kind of give up their business, or they, you know, get sick, or, you know, things happen.
They do, and things happen to me, too. I will tell you the secret, and if you don't remember anything else, listeners, remember this. Don't look for balance, because when you look for balance, it becomes elusive just because you're looking for it. I have found, Nancy, that the best thing to do is to plan each day as best I can. Do I have to do a radio show today? Like for here, I wanted to make sure my mind was clear, my desk was clear, and I was ready for your phone call. I was a little bit rushed. As you know, when we were planning, I was a little bit rushed, but you know what? I wasn't looking for balance. I was looking to be helpful. And so what I'm able to do is to plan each day as best I can to accomplish three or four very specific things. And if I get them done, no matter how I feel, I may not feel balanced that day. I may feel balanced that day, I may not. I don't look for that. I look to accomplish these specific things. Do I have to fill out forms for my kids to go to summer camp? Do I have to do a newsletter today? Do I have to do a show today? Do I have to do a blog post today? Do I have to make 25 cold calls today? What is it that I have to do today? And then structure my day around doing that. And whether I feel balanced or not, I know that these are my priorities. And when I really feel out of sync, then I'll take a little mini vacation or maybe a non-mini vacation, a long vacation. My family and I went away for a couple of days this week just on the spur of the moment. We just kind of wanted to get away. Did I feel balanced while I was there? Not really, but I was having a really good time. And so... I think when people talk about balance, Nancy, I think they start looking for this feeling of, ooh, and, you know, I'm feeling like so balanced now. And that happens in life. But when it doesn't happen and it disappoints us, then I think it slows us down. It makes us go, well, I'm not feeling balanced. What's wrong? What's wrong? And, of course, you know, there can be illness, which is a different issue, and you need to stop everything and deal with that. But... If you look for this balance, and when you don't feel it, you respond in a way that causes more imbalance because you get so frustrated because you don't feel balanced. But on the other hand, if you really just think about, okay, can I take 5 minutes today just to center myself in the morning or in the evening or whenever's best for you? Maybe journaling helps you to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish that day. Without looking for a feeling of balance. That's just me.
Right.
It works for me. I have very young children. I have a husband. I have chosen to have a business of my own. To some extent, Nancy, I've chosen not to have balance. Some people thrive that way, and I think I'm one of them. But if you've chosen an entrepreneurial lifestyle, if you're a mom and you're married and you have young children and you have a business, balance is something that... You know, I mean, you got to be realistic. right?
That's
you
true.
You can't be nursing and have a baby and be running a business and have a toddler and have a husband and really expect to feel balanced on a regular basis day in and day out.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't know how you're going to do that. So if you've chosen that, then be realistic about what you're looking for in your daily life. And remember, too, that everything's temporary. Your kids won't be 3 years old forever. You know, your marriage will change over time. It may not need the same amount of attention, you know, this year or next year than it needs this year because your children are young. Your business will change, right? It will grow. Hopefully you'll be able to hire help. So you maybe will have more free time in your life. So plan these things out if you can. And know that if you are feeling overwhelmed and out of balance, it doesn't have to be forever, that you can stop, that you can regroup. Call on your networking friends and your organization that you belong to and help you go out to coffee. Take your aromatherapy lamp and just relax in the tub and restore yourself and make your list for what you have to do the next day because you have to do what you have to do.
Yeah, and that's true. And I think that, you know, we're only human and we are going to have off days and we're going to have days better than others and, you know, so that's very true. That's good advice. So we're going to take a break and have a commercial, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsor, PsychicAccess.com.
A new era in psychic services has begun. PsychicAccess.com. You can connect with our psychic advisors by telephone or chat 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All of our psychic advisors are interviewed, fully verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you quality service. We're living in some very troubled times right now. More and more, the world's problems are affecting us on a personal level. You don't have to deal with this alone. Our highly accurate psychics, caring advisors, and talented mediums can help with situations you are currently experiencing and can let you know what the future may hold for you. All new customers get a free 6-minute reading. All you have to do is register. Why not visit us now and get a free reading at PsychicAccess.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. You're listening to a show on aromatherapy, and it's with Donna Maria, and her business is the Indie Beauty Network, which is a trade organization providing a suite of benefits to self-employed women. And we're just talking about aromatherapy and business and things related to that. And Donna Maria, we were just talking about balance and we were talking about the cruise as well and networking and taking breaks. And one of the way I take a break for myself is to get a hot bath, and I always have an essential oil in the bath with me. Now, do you have a favorite essential oil?
I do. It's grapefruit.
Ah, okay. Is it because of the smell or its benefits or both?
Well, you know, I love the smell, and I also love grapefruit, so maybe that's no accident. But I have to tell you that I cannot smell grapefruit essential oil and not smile.
Yeah.
And so it's just, you know, anything that can make you smile. It's like more. So so that's it. I love it. Pink grapefruit, love it.
Yeah. I think the citrus oils are just, there's something really, I don't know, I just love citrus. So grapefruit is a favorite of mine, but I'm a real rose freak. And of course, that's, yeah, I love rose. I just love it. But that's an expensive one, so I don't always get to sell
it. I know, I was just about to say, but that's okay, you deserve it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so when I can, I have a rose bath, but, you know, not all the time. Mm. But then there's rose geranium, which smells like rose.
Yeah.
And,
I love rose geranium.
You know, has the benefits of geranium and rose together. So that's kind of nice.
With aromatherapy, but you don't need a whole lot of rose oil to do really good things.
No, you don't.
Yeah. So my favorite is the Rosalba, the white rose.
Ah, yes. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Yeah.
And preparing for this show, I'm an aromatherapist as well, and I used to make a lot of soaps and sell them and as part of my business, and then I kind of got out of it. But in preparing for the show, I became inspired to sell my handmade soaps again. It's true. And I took out your book and I was looking through recipes. And I mean, like I said, once you learn how to make products, you're hooked. And even if you give it up for a while, I think you're always drawn back because it's just so much fun and they're just so nice. So I'm really going to start to make stuff again and sell it. And do you still make any of your own products from time to time, or do you buy from other people?
I do both. I mean, I'm never without a pretty steady supply of these fantastic products because my members are so generous and so wonderful, and they send them to me. But yes, I do, especially now that I have young children. I like making massage oils, and I don't make any of the more labor-intensive things much anymore. Every now and then I do, like around Christmas time, they'll make some for gifts. But I do enjoy making sugar scrubs, and lip balm is a lot of fun. So, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
It's so much fun, and it's very relaxing.
Yeah, it is, and the products are great. And, you know, it's just, like I said, I think it's just so addictive that you, even if you take a break, you're called back to make more again at some point in your life.
Yeah.
And also, you've been tirelessly working towards improving laws and regulations regarding making natural products, which we touched on earlier.
Yeah.
And you briefly talked about the update that occurred on July 4th. And what kind of an impact does that have on, small business owners that are making their own products?
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, there are a couple of things without going into too much detail that it does. It would require companies to test all of their cosmetics before they sold them, just like drugs must be tested now. So you would have to test everything, and then you would have to put on your ingredient label all of the ingredients in the product and all of the ingredients in the ingredients in the product. And so, from your perspective as an aromatherapy practitioner, you know that every distillation of lavender is different. So if you have to list all of the ingredients, all of the chemical components in the lavender oil that you used in that massage oil, then your product label would quickly become a page long. And you'd have to test every single batch, or you'd have to buy it from a supplier who tested it, which would mean you'd have to pay for it. So that's one example, is the ingredient label detail that would have to be added. Another example is the material safety data sheet that you would have to produce to itemize things about your products, like their flammability and their evaporation rate. And, you know, it really is, with natural products especially, Nancy, you can't account for a lot of that stuff. You know, there could be 40 or 50 different constituents in a lavender essential oil distillation, and there's nothing wrong with them, and there's nothing in this new legislation that I see that helps consumers choose better products or protects them from the ingredients in cosmetics products, because they are safe already as they are, and the current regulations are good and in place, and they work. And I think that what we're seeing is a lot of consumer groups who are saying that cosmetics aren't safe and perhaps they cause cancer because of some of the ingredients, and a lot of these blog posts and things that we're reading in the media are based on studies that really don't show that. But unfortunately, busy consumers read these little sound bites and they conclude, oh my goodness, cosmetics aren't regulated. We have to pass these new laws. And in point of fact, what it will do is put small and natural products manufacturers out of business with no benefit to consumers. So I've given a very high-level overview. I'm trying to use layperson's terms so nobody in your listening audience is confused. But really, if you value being able to buy small-scale manufactured cosmetics from local manufacturers in your area, if you value that and you like having natural ingredients in your aromatherapy products, in your cosmetics, and you don't want to see them go away, and you want to be able to buy them online and still be able to afford them, then you can write your local representative and ask them to oppose this law. If you go to opencongress.org and type in 2356, which is the bill number, 2356, it will open up a page where you can see the bill, and then you can, there's lots of things you can do, including click on a link to the representatives in your state, and you can write to them and let them know that you oppose it. And let me make sure I've given you the right bill number, because I've got to check and make sure that's the right number. So I'll tell you in a second.
Okay. So it's really important then for people to speak up.
2359,
Nancy.
It's HR 2359. So I think I said 2356 the first time. It's 2359.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
So that could really have an impact on many, many, many businesses.
It will. If it passes,
yes,
it will. Because, Nancy, you've made massage oils before, right?
Uh-huh.
You've made a 4-ounce bottle of massage oil, and you put the label on it to say the ingredients, almond oil and vitamin E or whatever. What if you had to include the ingredients in the ingredients? What good would that do? Why does your customer need to know the ingredients in almond oil, the chemical components of that oil? What good does that
do? Yeah, see, that doesn't even make sense.
No, it doesn't. That's just an example, and I hope it's simple enough for everyone to understand without going into too many details. If I tried to sell a 4-ounce bottle of aromatherapy oil, aromatherapy massage oil, and ask my customer to take a page-long ingredient list, what would my customer think? Why do I need this?
Yeah.
What is this for?
Yeah, exactly.
Is it dangerous or something?
Yeah. And then they would stop buying from you, and you wouldn't have time to do it anyway, and it would just cause so many problems. And, you know, there's so many obstacles, and it can be overwhelming to start a small business. So it wouldn't be good.
Yes, well, we have been, this is the fourth draft of this legislation, and on behalf of my members, I have opposed it all three times it's come out before. Now, it's brand new. It just came out this past Monday. Today's July 7th. Uh-huh. It came out on July the 4th, which was a holiday. So the Indie Beauty Network has not taken a formal position on this bill yet. I'm sharing what my impressions are of what it will mean for small businesses. But very shortly, on behalf of my members, I will be taking a position. But what I've just shared is based on my reading of it and what I think some of the problems are with it. There is an exemption for small businesses in this bill, actually. Small businesses making less than $2 million a year won't have to register their cosmetics companies, and they also won't have to pay an annual fee that will be imposed on companies that make more than that. However, you still have to do this labeling, so you're not exempt from that. And there are some small business exemptions which on their face sound really good, but I think just like all things, you have to read the whole piece of legislation and not focus on one or two portions of it. And we are very happy to see those exemptions, because small businesses shouldn't have to pay an annual fee, and small businesses shouldn't have to, you know, go through the extra paperwork to register every single product that they make. And there are reasons for that. And so those are wonderful exemptions to have. But there are still other things in this bill that affect all cosmetics companies that don't impact safety in a positive way. So the question becomes, why change the law if it doesn't help people?
Exactly. And while we're talking about obstacles to business, something just popped in my head. If somebody was listening today and they were interested in starting their own home-based business for making products, what would you suggest to them to do first and, some encouragement for them?
I would suggest networking with people who've done it already. And that is what I would suggest, whatever your business is. If you're going to be making tennis shoes, you need to find some other tennis shoe manufacturers. And you need to get friendly up with them. The Indie Beauty Network is a great organization to join because you can connect with people who are doing what you do. You can connect with people who are more advanced than you and you can learn from them. You can connect with people who are coming on along behind you so you can help them. We have training webinars. We have training resources provided by me and people that I contract with to provide them for my members. So if you're thinking about starting a cosmetics business, there really isn't any place that you can go other than the Indie Beauty Network that will provide you with that. If you are, you want more general advice, then, again, your local Chamber of Commerce is a great place to go. I would, Google, or your favorite search engine, what it is that you're trying to do, how to start a jewelry business, how to start an aromatherapy business. And you'll be able to read a lot of articles on this topic. Now, unfortunately, the Internet is a great resource for information, but you can't rely on all of it. A lot of it's not true. Some of it's just regurgitated and copied from other places. So you really have to be careful and discerning about the advice that you rely on. And that's, again, coming full circle, why it's so important to associate yourself with an organization that's not just parroting what they've heard other people say, but is really on the cutting edge of what's going on in your industry and can really help you and save you some time and energy by bringing all these resources to you in one place.
Exactly. And do you still have the Indie University? Is that part of your training program? Is that still available?
Yes, and when you join the Indie Beauty Network, you get automatic access to 14 hours of training on everything from getting publicity for your business to using social media for your business to trademarking your business name to using the Internet to grow your sales, pricing your products, networking tips, setting up a business structure. There's a 90-minute section only on FDA regulations and how to label your product. So if you join the Indie Beauty Network for $125 as an apprentice, that's what our lowest price membership is, then you wouldn't have to do anything else except for listen to those 14 hours, and your membership's more than paid for.
Wow, that's great information, and it's like a one-stop shop.
Yes, it is. It is in many ways. It is. We try to bring together most of what you need. You've got to do a lot of work on your own still, but we try to make the resources available so that it again directs you in the right place, so you know how to ask the right questions for your business and get the answers that you need.
Exactly. And two, your blog is amazing, the indiebusinessblog.com. And if anybody's listening, they can sign up for that, and there's great information that you send out in that. And how long have you been doing that blog? I know I've been getting it for at least a year. I think that you've been doing that for a while as well.
I have been blogging since 2001.
Wow.
Yeah, I think I was blogging before anybody really heard the word blog. I maintained a journal on my 2001 website. I transitioned it to an official blog in 2005. So the blog itself, as technology has grown, I've had to advance and use the new technologies as they've come along, which is another passion of mine, is helping people embrace technology and use it to grow their businesses. So I switched to an official blog in 2005, but I started journaling online in 2001.
Wow, that's amazing. So you're like a pioneer blogger.
Yes, I'm a blogger. We actually won some awards recently for the blog as well, so I'm very proud of that.
Oh, congratulations. It's a great blog. We only have a couple of minutes left, and I just want to ask, what does the future hold for you and the Indie Beauty Network?
Well, as we mentioned earlier, I'm expanding into local areas, and so we will have a local presence in many major cities, I hope, over the next 5 years, to cover pretty much all of them and have networking events on the ground in your hometown to help you succeed. And also with the cruise. I think the cruise is going to grow. We may have
it's amazing.
Cruises leaving from, you know, one from the West Coast, one from the East Coast, so we can make sure that more people are able to come and economize and not have to fly all the way across the country. We are going to be doing more webinar training, more virtual training, videos to show you how to do things to spruce up your Facebook page, for example. And these will be aimed specifically at cosmetics companies. So they won't be general videos. They'll be aimed at people that make products that they sell in the health, beauty, and lifestyle industries, cosmetics, perfumes, soaps, lotions, jewelry. We even recently started a program for companies that make baked goods like chocolate and cupcakes.
Wow.
So we're going to expand
that. That's amazing. So you're going to be busy.
Yes, loving every minute of it. Absolutely.
Exactly. Well, thank you again so much for taking time tonight to speak with us. And I always read your blogs every day, so I'll continue to do that. And when I make my soap, I'm going to send you a bar of my soap.
Oh, thank you, Nancy. Yes, just email me and I'll be happy to give you my address, and I know I'll enjoy it.
Okay, well, thanks again so much, and take care.
Thank you for having me. Good night to you and all your listeners.
Good night.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And you can... Thanks again.
Thank you, Nancy. You find... My pleasure.
Oh, thanks so much, and I was so excited about this show because, like I said, I've been following you for years, and it was just an honor to speak to you tonight.
Oh, my. The pleasure was all mine, Nancy. Thank you for having me, and let's stay in touch.
Yes, thanks. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye-bye. Well, that was great, and you can find out more about Donna Maria and the Indie Beauty Network at www.indiebeautynetwork.com. She also has a great blog, which I just mentioned, which I've been receiving for years, and you can follow her on Facebook and Twitter. She has a great Facebook page, and you can also find out more about Donna Maria Johnson on our guest page at PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com. And if you're interested in a reading from the best psychics on the net, you can go to psychicaccess.com, where you'll find the best verified and accuracy-tested psychics, each with their own unique gifts. Each psychic has a detailed profile for you to find out more about them, and then you can choose from the list of some of the most gifted psychics around. Excuse me. Many gifted psychics who have worked for other sites have come to me and told me that they found Psychic Access to be the best psychic website because of the high standards required. I, for one, enjoy working with Doug and Psychic Access because of those standards. And I know that with Psychic Access, I'm associated with credible and reputable psychic sites that has high standards of integrity, so my reputation is safe. And you'll find all of our co-hosts here on the Psychic Viewpoint on Psychic Access. And if you'd like your personal reading from any one of us, please be sure to visit us at psychicaccess.com. We'd love to hear from you. And also, site owners and webmasters can earn 50 cents a minute on every reading on traffic that is referred to psychicaccess.com. And for more details on that, you can visit psychicaccess.com/webmasters. And if you like our show, please invite your friends to join us in our chat room and listen to the Psychic Viewpoint. There is something from everyone, so please spread the word. We very much appreciate it. And tonight, the call-in number is 724-444-4851. But first, I'm going to take a few minutes to chat with my wonderful co-hosts. Hello, everyone.
Hey.
Hi, Nancy.
I thought I was alone. Wasn't she great?
Yeah.
That was very interesting.
She was. It was entertaining.
So, yeah, amazing. And so I have some questions for everyone, if you would like to answer them or not. And Maureen, I have a question for you.
You think? Yeah, okay. Of course, Nancy. I always had to throw my little funniness, or maybe it's not funny, but yeah, and you can ask me that question. I'd be happy to try to answer it.
You lost your sense of smell for over a year.
Yes,
wow,
I did.
Wow, can you tell us? That's terrible.
It was very terrible because it wasn't because, and I won't go into it so deeply, but it was very sad because it wasn't something I had an accident, someone did hurt me purposely. But regardless of that, let's just put it this way. I was, the reason, this it wasn't an accident, it was an act of violence. But what happened was I was injured in the back of my head. Well, there's a nerve in the back of the head. What happened was I lost a sense of my smell. I went to, and I also had a broken collarbone and everything else, but I suddenly couldn't smell. And for the work I do, for work that we all do, I don't know if you all agree, but, you know, I use my sense of smell, and it's real important to me. Not to mention, this was during the time where I'd only been, it was 1990, I'd only been doing this work for maybe 5 years. It was in the early 1989. Yeah, it hadn't been that long professionally I was doing my work. So, I was in my 30s, and the doctor told me a lot of athletes they lose their sense of smell because they get hit in that part of the head and the nerve right there all the time. It's like a no-brainer. Well, I was really concerned. I said, well, what do you mean? He goes, well, the likelihood of it coming back won't probably be very good, but you still have the sense of taste. I go, well, that's fabulous, but my smell is something that it's all about me, you know, being a complete person.
Yeah.
So they told me, well, listen, if you don't get it back within a year or a year and a half, if you're lucky, you're not going to ever get it back. So what I did was, during that time period, I didn't care what he had to say. You know, I'm the type of person who is, okay, well, I don't care what the doctor said. I'm going to do whatever I can for my own, whatever that is, to help me.
Exactly.
So I love to buy incense. I love to burn incense. In those days, sage was something that was really big in my life in the early 90s too, in the middle 90s. But so I would burn constantly, and everybody would ask me, why are you doing that? Why bother? And I was cooking, and I love to cook, and I love garlic, and I was still cooking as much garlic. I didn't put more in. And my daughter was like a 3 years old at the time, or two and a half. Anyway, I was doing everything I could, and then people were doing their funny little things, and not to be rude, but you know how people think if you can't smell something, they'll do something, you know, if you know what I mean? To see if you can smell what they did. You know, the
yeah,
boys do.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
And then they would test me, and I'm like, God, so what happened was, even though my sense of smell was off, my taste was feeling weird, even though it's almost like they went together. Mm. So then I thought I wouldn't be able to work anymore as what the work I did. I thought I was damaged goods. And I know that that was in my head, but it did feel like a damaged goods. That was another sense that I had lost. So I kept doing this for over a year. My sense, the smell did not come back, and I kept burning the incense. And lo and behold, after a year and a half, it came back. So my point being is, and I still like the incense. I did oils. I had a woman at the time making me special oils as well, to do with my healing process or whatever. I don't know what happened to her, but she was an angel practitioner at the time. But she also was she made her own oils to go for each person, whatever you were going through. They were specially made for just you. It was a really great idea, actually. But anyway, so that's my story, and I wanted to share that with everybody. So I did get my smell back.
Amazing. That's an amazing story.
But just keep smelling.
You
know, if you can't
I'm
smell
glad
it.
Glad you're okay.
Well, yeah, but keep if you lose your sense of smell, everybody, do whatever you can.
Keep smelling.
Yeah. You know, just like you talk to someone in coma. It'll work.
And get a smelly cat.
And then get a smelly cat.
And Sharon, what happened to you once with a bee bite and an aromatherapist?
Okay, well, we were walking around. That's a sad story, Marina, but I'm glad you got it back anyway.
Did it? Yeah.
Yeah. We were walking around a flea market, and I'm sort of sensitive to certain things. And this hornet came down, it bit me, and I could see we just got there, and my arms started to swell up, and I'm like, oh, great, I'm going to have to go to the hospital or something, right? And then there was a lady there, and she was selling all her wares, you know? And so I said, look, I just got a bee bite, can you, or hornet? And I said, can you put something on it? And she came out with all her stuff, and it went right away. Even the sting went away. It was like a miracle. I thought, wow, that's so cool. So mm-hmm. I had to tell you that. But it, like I thought, you know, the first reaction is, oh, I have to go to the hospital. And then she just, it just went right away. My arm went right back down. So I don't know.
Oh, no, it's amazing.
Yeah, it was really good stuff. Mm-hmm. Good show. It was good.
Interesting.
Show.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It was, yeah, very interesting. Thank you.
Yeah, she's sweet.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart. Mm. And Phil?
Yeah.
You use some kind of... you use some kind of fragrance lamp that had originally had a rather odd use. So could you tell us about that?
I'm going to describe...
for a fragrance lamp.
Yeah. Does everyone know what a fragrance lamp is? I'm going to quickly describe it.
I think maybe not.
Quickly.
You think maybe not.
Yeah,
I'll quickly
describe it.
All right. It's a Lamberger lamp, or otherwise known as a perfume lamp or an infusion lamp. And if you've never used one, just kind of picture a genie in a bottle-style vase. Put a stone cork on top of it, and then it's got a wire over that. And you actually light the stone and then blow it out after a minute.
How cool.
And then
the
wire, yeah, pretty nifty. And then the wire stays hot, and that's what pulls the fragrance, whatever you put in the bottle, out. Okay?
Cool.
Now, here's what's kind of cool about it, too. It actually purifies the air and eliminates 85% of the bacteria in that room for like 30 hours.
Oh, my God.
That is amazing.
I have to get one.
You got to get one. All right, now here's the really cool part. Just Google it, but this is a Lamberger, Lamperger.
Lamperger.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But the really cool part is it was originally used in hospitals and mortuaries in the 18th century. To remove the smell of the sick, the dying, and the dead. And
wow.
It works great on cigars.
Wow.
So, yeah, it goes way back, and the original use was they'd put it in the hospitals.
Isn't that interesting? And it really works.
It works great, yeah. I'll smoke a cigar in a room and then fly, and, you know, no one knew I had one.
Well, you shouldn't be smoking cigars.
You know. I'm more of the Rasputin-type psychic, I think.
Oh, I have to have one of those. I need one. Okay.
Wait, are they expensive? I'm sorry to interrupt. Are they expensive, Phil?
No, I think you can get, you know, between 30 and up.
About what, 1,000? Okay, that sounds great. I put the name of it.
30,000.
I put the name of it.
30 bucks and up, how much you want to spend.
Okay, I wrote your name.
Okay.
Thank you.
And then you can pick out whatever fragrances you want, or neutralizers, or an egg champ, or whatever. So if you want to smell roses, or the Caribbean, or ocean breeze, it's all there.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay.
And Maureen, I have another question for you.
You think?
With the word that I... Yeah, and you have to answer it.
Okay. I'll do that. I promise.
And I can never pronounce this properly, but you have the ability of clairsentience. Can you pronounce it and say what it is?
I know I can say it. You know, remember, I've told everybody, if they don't know, Barbara knows. I get by with saying, listen, I'm from Atlantis. We didn't talk words. I don't know. My grammar is not that good. Clairsentient. Yeah, Sarah, you said it right. You said it right.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Better than I ever would. It's all the Claire stuff. Clairsentience. Or Claire, you know, they have clairvoyance or whatever. It's another Claire. But clairsentience is a smell thing. And like you all heard my story, so I thought I was damaged goods. But so now I can say I'm not, because I do have the ability, and that's one ability that I do have. I think that's why it was so important for me. Well, I'm really glad what I do, like I told you before in the last question you asked me. But so to explain this, for instance, I use it, and I'm not talking about smelling bad things or smelling good things. It's not about that, but like sometimes mediums or, you know, channelers, whatever. I mean, I'm not going to say what I am or not, but for instance, here's a good example. When I might have talked about this a long time ago. My father was always been really ill, and then he's alive, bounces back. But 10 years ago, he had a really, it didn't look like he was going to make it. And I was a primary caregiver, and my daughter, who was younger at the time, she was probably about 7. And as you know, we've all talked about how our children are so open, little insensitives, before they're 10 especially. They're very open mm-hmm. to anything that goes around, even, you know, ghosts or anything else. They'll pick up on it. So it was my father, my daughter, and myself. And my father is very close to my daughter. And my mom was gone, and I was hanging out with my father, and like I said, he was very, very ill. And all of a sudden, I smelled the smell. I know I've talked about it, but I smelled my grandmother. And I think I've told you what the smell is. It's always that stinking Avon perfume. I mean, you know, do you guys remember?
I hope nobody from Avon is listening.
No, it's not. I don't think it's even around anymore. This is from
which one you're talking about.
You know, so like the... it was a red. No, this is way for it. It was like a chapstick rub on. but it was hers, you know, the stuff that she wore. And she used to put rouge. Never mind. But the thing is, I always remember that smell going, oh my gosh, you know, my grandma. It's something, you know, you keep with you, smells or something you keep with you. So all of a sudden, well, it was not suddenly, but it doesn't surprise me. My father's mother, you know, she had him when she was 40, which is very old in that time period. She was born in 1890, so you can imagine she was, you know, this is a long time ago. 40 years old to have a child was very unusual to make it, but he was a baby, okay? So she was very close to this man, my dad. So, of course, it would be her that would come in and check on him. I mean, I'm not saying I believe this or anything. All I know is what I know. I'm not saying everybody needs to believe in spirits going around, but I smelled it. So, what is that smell? It smells so familiar. And I'm like, God. And then I figure, oh, I go, that's my grandma's. And my dad's kind of looking at me going, he didn't know what I'm talking about. My daughter goes, I smell something too, really weird, Mommy. So I went around the house. I thought the detergent flew over the, you know, in the wash machine. You know, sometimes you can smell it with it poured over, you know. And I couldn't find anything out. I went to my mom's room. There's no perfume spilling. It was ironic. So my mom comes home about half an hour later, and she comes in, and I go, Mom, do you smell the smell? She goes, yeah, what, did something drop? The laundry turned dry? I go, no. But tell me, what does that smell like? Think about it. And she goes, it smells like that perfume your grandmother used to wear, that god-awful And she was there. I know it was her. And so, yes, I do use it a lot. And I'm glad, like I said, what I did to try to get my smell back. But that's why I thought I was dead. But, yes, and I don't know what you do, Nancy, what you think about that, or maybe Phil or Sharon. But, yes, it is a very big part of one of the clairs that I do have. Mm-hmm. Not the ability, but it comes to me. Not all the time, but sometimes. It's very prominent.
I've had those experiences, too.
Yes. It's interesting, isn't it?
For sure. It's very... Especially when you're alone in the house and you get weird smells that
could be
belong
scary
to other people. Yeah.
Well, they're nice people, it'd be nice, but sometimes I know the smells can be tormenting with something, But thank you for asking me about that. I appreciate that.
Well, thank you for sharing. Very interesting.
You're welcome.
And so the comment, you smell, has a whole new meaning.
Yes. Well, actually, on my psychicaccess.com video, if anybody goes to it, it's hilarious. I go, I'm a visionary. I smell. You know, I'm on the videos that we do. And I'm like looking at this going, oh my gosh, maybe I should read. I go, I'm a visionary. I'm all the season. I smell. Anyway, it does put a whole new meaning there. Thanks.
Okay. And Sharon, you always add on your money to bring more. What do you always add on your money to bring?
It's okay.
A money question,
I always keep a bottle of bergamot in my purse, and whenever I get money or give money out, I always put a little drop on it, and I have it in my wallet, too. Like, I always put it
over.
Yeah, because it's supposed to let the money flow in and flow out. I don't know if it's true.
I didn't know that. I love the smell of bergamot, but...
Yeah, me too. So I always have it in my
I'm going to try doing that. What about your debit card? Can you put it on your debit card?
Well, I don't know. I guess you can. Well, I have a little drop in my wallet, and my debit card's in my wallet. So I guess in a sense. Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So it's always doing that.
Interesting. I've never heard of that before.
No, it's probably just a loony thing, but it's
that only loony people do.
People do. It makes me feel good.
Well, you just keep doing it. I'm going to try it, actually.
Okay, neat.
See what happens. I'll try anything. I'm going to try that.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool. And I'll let you know if it works, and you can let me know.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. And Phil, I hate to ask this question because I'm afraid of the answer.
I don't even want to answer it.
But you used to do something very strange with Vicks Vapor Rub. Do you care to elaborate?
Do I have to?
Yes, you do.
Uh-oh. 101 uses for Vapor Rub. Okay. All right. Anyways, when I was like 8 or 10, I was so attracted to the smell that I would sneak into my mother's bathroom, get the jar, put my finger in it, and then I'd eat it.
Phil, that's so incredible. You know what? I'm sorry to interrupt, but I have to say
Did you do it too?
No, my grandmother, I was just talking
I know
about
somebody that used to do it, yeah.
Well, my grandmother used to say, mentholatum. Mentholatum will cure anything, and she just put it behind her tongue for many years. And so that was another smell, but it's interesting you bring it up. I thought I was the only one who would know. But she thought that thing would cure you like the big Greek fat wedding that used Windex all to themselves, the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
Sorry, Nancy, I just had to throw that.
No, I actually thought it was like a forbidden candy or something. But, all right, so here's the cool fact. When I looked it up today, yes, other people have done this.
And I know somebody.
You know somebody that does it? Okay, no one fesses up to it, though. But the ingredients, this was kind of cool, are camphor, eucalyptus oil, menthol, and a little nutmeg. And camphor was used for cooking sweets back in the 15th century. But it's like a little recipe there. So, I just sneak in there and take a little scoop and run out. But don't try this at home. It's for external use only.
Yeah, and I know somebody, they used to do it. Actually, he's dead now, but not from that. I don't think. He's an older gentleman. And he thought that was the only way you should use it was to eat it.
The only way you should use it. It tastes good, but I didn't say that out loud.
Okay, we didn't hear you.
It's expensive, too.
Yeah, it's expensive to eat.
Yeah. Caviar.
Oh. A little minty snack.
Oh, my God. And so I have another question for you, Sharon.
Okay.
What essential oil do you add for cleansing your home?
Okay, well, I always put, I think I said this before on another show, but I take a little bit of witch hazel and some lavender, and then I fill the bottle up with water, and I kind of just go around the corners and squirt it. So it's kind of like a cleanser for me, just to get, just to clear up the energy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do that too?
And I use a lot of sage.
Do you?
Yeah. And incense, yeah. Yeah, but I make my own. I make my own cleaner, but I find that gives a nice. It cleans and it cleanses at the same time. I find
the sage or lavender or both.
Both.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I find it's great. It's really great. And Phil, I have a question for you as well.
You do.
As the token, I have another one. As the token male on the show, do you use any true aromatherapy?
Do I use any true aromatherapy? Well, does it count when my dog peed on the rug today and then I covered it up with that Arm & Hammer powder? No.
No, because it doesn't have a smell.
It doesn't count. Okay.
No.
Probably not in the true sense, then. I mean, the soaps and the shampoos I use, I'm attracted to the smell. I'll change them around. I burn different candles and rub essential oils on them. But besides that, I mean, that's really it for me. I'm not home making soap.
Okay. Not yet.
You knit too. I see you knitting and making soap.
He's knitting now.
He's knitting and knitting and then making little booties for the soap.
soap bags.
I'm knitting you a hat, Maureen. And
I want soap in there, too.
I'm knitting you a hat made of soap.
Good. That would be really lovely. I like those kind of things. I think that would be lovely. Yeah, sure.
You know, I've never, I love sandalwood. I never have put oil on a candle before. So you just dab it on?
Yeah, you rub it on. I know for me, I rub it on all the sides, right? I do that way.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you, everybody.
I can't tell you why, but yes.
Fondle it. Why you do? Never mind.
Okay. Well, thanks, everybody, for sharing. And we've come to the part of the show where we will be taking your calls and questions, and you can either call in or ask your question in the chat room. However, we do have to take the call-ins first due to their wait time, and the call-in number for your free reading is 724-444-4851, and again, the number is 724-444-4851, and we'll repeat that again in the chat room. And please note that when you do call, nobody will answer your call. And when your call comes in, you'll be placed on hold right away. So just relax and listen to the show while you're waiting. And you'll be able to speak to us when you're placed on the air. And when you're on the air, please try to be very specific with your questions, as this will enable us to focus in more directly on your area of interest. Okay, and I think we have a caller for Phil. And it's someone from Washington State.
Hey, Washington State, how are you?
Hi, hello. Fellow Snicker. Let's be happy. How are you?
Hey, is this my fellow Snicker?
my question for you today is, do you see me having to move anytime soon, like within the next year?
Within the next year. All right, let's just quick go to the pendulum. Well, what's your first name again? I've forgotten. I'm sorry.
It's Be Happy.
It's Be Happy. Okay. That's okay. I'm tuned in.
Sorry.
All right. Yeah, definitely on the table says the pendulum within the next year. And I would say, will it be an 011? No, it's not going to be an 011. So you're looking at 012. First quarter feels pretty good. Pendulum's confirming. So that's good. So early 012, you've got a move coming up. And I'll throw down a couple of cards just to check how that's going to turn out for you. It's... You really want to just be careful for the money side of it and make sure everything's in place, but it will make you happy when you do that. So just kind of don't be in a hurry to make a move, but it's going to happen, okay. And it's going to help you emotionally and get you back to your PowerPoint. Okay?
All right. That cool. Makes total sense. Okay. Thank you, Bill.
All right. You're welcome. Be happy.
Bye now.
See you later.
Thanks. And Maureen, you have a caller from Tennessee.
Well, hi, Tennessee. I just was there not too long ago. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
And what's your name?
My name is Patricia.
Patricia. Oh, hi, Patricia. And what can
hi.
What can I help shed some light on for you?
Well, I need to go help a sick relative, and so I need to travel to do that. And when I get there, I need to find some work. And so I'm wanting to know, do you see any jobs coming up for me?
Okay. So what I hear you saying is that you're going to be traveling to be with someone that's not well, a relative, that you're going to be caring, be
yes.
there for them, correct?
Yes.
And then, okay, I got it. And you're going to be going there, and you're not sure how long it'll be for whatever, right. how long you need to be. So, about work. Okay. So, is this out of state?
It's out of state.
Okay. I want to tell you I really admire that you're doing that. That's not too many people would. Okay. This is what I'm getting. I feel that, you know, have you done any research at all about the jobs market or anything where you're going to be in the state, I guess, is where you're going. Yes. What state is it that you're going to be going to?
Because this is suddenly. It's West Virginia. It's near D.C.
Okay. All right. My feeling is, okay, I understand. You know, this is, I think, more of an, I see, this is overwhelming you, and if, because it was an unexpected, like you said, thing. I know you. It's a fear of poverty you're feeling. I think it's a fear. I don't think that's going to be the case. And I do feel that because of where you're at right now, you've worked so hard and waiting for things to come back to you. You have a lot of patience, but this is a whole nother new thing for you because of what you're doing. I do feel there's a woman energy here that will be very good to connect with. She feels like a mother figure, but she, you know, I'm not saying she's your mother, but she has that motherly, you know, influence, and she's very down to earth. And I feel that she has an opportunity that would be more like that would have to do with, I don't know, if you're up for anything. She feels like something that you would be doing that would be very down to earth type of job, and it would be not like it wouldn't be in an office, maybe, but like. I see more like in flowers or plants or something like that. Is that anything? I know that you're up for anything maybe right now. Actually, it's going to be a very interesting time. I think it'll be very much more because you're unexpected. It's going to be a fantastic experience. But I do feel that she represents something more about the earth and the plants and the flowers, or maybe she's a florist. I'm not clear on that. But she is. It's a female, like I said, and she's very... It's a woman. So I feel that it would be within 3 weeks after you get there. But, of course, you know, I can't make this happen. I mean, are you up for approaching anything if necessary? Or are you going to be approaching any certain, you know, are you putting a limit on what kind of place you want or what kind of job you want? Or are you up for,
I have to be flexible. Because of the situation I just...
Right. That's good. Because of that, this is why I think this... And this is something actually that's going to be... It will prove to be... Even though I know you're going for other reasons, this will prove to be a very valuable... And not only that, a very... I think they'll be wonderful for later on for your future. And it's really good. I know it's difficult for you, but I do feel that you need to grasp hold of your personal power, because I know whatever you really do want, even though I know it's intense what's happening here and you're making a choice to go do this, you have personal power that you can, you have all the tools you need to get whatever, to get any kind of job you want. But I feel that it's going to work out really well for you, but I do know that I can understand your fear and valid, but it's not like a valid fear, but I do understand what's happening with your mindset on this. But no, this will be something very different. I think it'll be something really nice. And not only that, because you're caring for someone that needs you, because obviously I think they're not well, like you said. So this will be very healing for you to be in this type of working with the earth or growing living things.
Okay.
So
thank you for
I hope that helped you. And I send you well wishes and bless your heart for, I know because I'm a caregiver, and I bless your heart for doing this. It's very, very compassionate and kind.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Patrice. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Good night.
Mm-hmm.
And
good night.
Sharon is next. Oh, sorry.
It's okay. We have a question from the chat room. It's from Azar. Mm-hmm. And the question is, my question is, are things going to start looking up for me, or am I going to carry on feeling low and worried about things all the time? So I'm going to answer that question.
Uh-huh.
You're very sensitive to energies, and I'm feeling you're kind of it reminds me of the tide. I don't know why, but it feels like when the energies are going through your energy, you seem to react to them. So it might be a good thing to either learn meditation or something like that to kind of get control over that ebb and flow that you're going through. I'm also feeling that this I'm feeling that this time it's going to be a temporary thing, because when I go to August and September, I'm feeling that I'm getting a real high for you. I'm getting that things will start to flow, and you're really going to be focusing for some reason, and I'm getting that it's almost like you're looking forward instead of backwards. It's really important to clear the past. It's just let go. You know, just if you picture it like you're carrying a whole bunch of weights on your hands, just let them go and just walk forward. And easier said than done. I know that. But I'm just feeling, I don't know why I see August and September, and then again I'm seeing January, February. I'm just feeling that January, February, you won't even be looking back to the time like now. There's lots and lots of changes out there for you. And I'm also getting something very creative coming to you. Maybe this is what's happening in August. It just feels like there's a whole creative energy coming over you, and you'll kind of get to play with that something that you have that's your passion. You'll get an opportunity to touch that part of your life. And I'm just going to leave that with you now. Okay? So good luck to you.
Thank you, Sharon.
You're welcome.
That was great. Mm-hmm. And the next caller is for me, and they're calling from New Jersey. Hi, are you there?
Hi.
Hello. How are you tonight?
I'm okay. My name is Deborah. A lot of good things have been happening to me, but I still feel a sense of loss and sadness. What do you see for my future as far as a secure emotional well-being?
Okay, now are you feeling like this because something happened, or do you feel like you're feeling like that for no reason?
I feel because something happened, but I love a friendship. But I want the friendship back, and I don't dwell on it anymore. I'm meeting, a lot of great things are happening to me. I mean, a lot of good stuff, but I still feel a sense of loss, and I want to be happy. So, I mean, I don't have a good reason for what I do.
Okay, and so this person is back in your life, and things aren't, you're not feeling the same way.
No, they're not back in my life.
Okay, well, I see major changes happening for you. Like there's the death card came up, and that doesn't mean, as we often talk about, a physical death. It's more of an emotional, spiritual rebirth. So that's going to happen with you. And I think it started because when people usually call in for a reading or ask for advice or help from somebody else, they're really, starting to look for answers for themselves. And that's beginning of a journey that you're going on. And I see that, you know, there is a new relationship coming for you, one that's going to be healthy and happy for you. And do you have children?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so do you want to have more children?
No, I can't have any more. I don't have a uterus.
Okay. Well, what I'm seeing, then there's so you're not going to have any more. So
yeah,
there's a commitment coming from someone. So it's often what I'm getting is that your next relationship is going to be happy and committed. So were you married to the other person? Did you live with them, or was it just a dating kind of scenario?
It was like a best friend. We was in a relationship, but it was more of a friendship, I guess, on their part than mine.
Okay, because this one is going to be more intense, and it's going to be very committed, very easy. Like, you'll know when you're with them, you won't feel any stress, and you won't feel that, you know, because often sometimes a relationship is very easy, but it's not what we want. So there's stress associated like that. Like you said, you just don't want to be with that person anymore. So it's you know, they're stressed from that because you're not happy, but there is someone coming, and it's going to be a delight for you, and things are going to be wonderful, but it's going to happen. I feel like the journey, the spiritual rebirth is starting now. When you meet that person, they're going to be kind of at the same place that you are at. They're going to be someone who's challenging how they think, and, you know, they're not happy either. And, you know, not that we need somebody else to be happy, but I think that you're going to start to feel better without anybody in your life. And then when you meet this other person, you're going to feel like they kind of complete you, which sounds like something out of a movie, but that's the way it's going to be, because you're going to feel really good before you meet them. And that's actually what's going to attract them, is that you guys are going to be kind of on the same page, because you're going to be at a point where you're dealing with all this stuff in your life, and, you know, you know, you've come to terms with things in your life, and you're both going to be at a place where you're happier, and, you know, you're going to attract each other into your life. And I don't think it's somebody that you know already. It's somebody that you're going to meet. Are you involved in any groups or anything?
Kind of, sort of, but I can't say yes and I can't say no. I'm involved in a lot of things, but nothing committed.
Okay. And I think that you're going to, somebody connected to one of these things that you're involved in, is that's when you're going to meet them through something outside the home and something outside of, are you working right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so it's not going to be at work either. It's going to be through one of these groups that you're involved in, and they're going to be, like I said, it's going to be a good connection for you, a great connection for you.
I need to be happy again. Thank you.
Yeah, and you will be. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling in. Take care. Good night. Okay, so if you want to call in, our number for call in tonight is, I forget, it's 724-444-4851. And when you call in, you're going to be placed on hold, so nobody's going to answer you right away. So you can just listen to the music, and we'll get to you. And also, if you're in the chat room, when we have time, we do actually take questions from the chat room, because we do know some people are unable to phone in. So you can ask a question in the chat room as well. And again, the number is 724-444-4851. And it was a great show tonight. So does anybody else have any more aromatherapy stories besides the Vicks Vapor Rub?
I have other stories about it.
You know you're all going out to eat some tonight.
Wait. I do have a good one. I'm sorry. I had an epiphany. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Cool.
But you said that right. Okay. Yeah, this is funny. You know, and I say this wrong, my daughter gets mad, but make a place Sephora, I call it Sephora. It's not really called that, but you know, where you buy makeup for women, Sephora. Come on, girls.
Oh, I know. Yes. I love that store.
Okay. Oh, well, I think there's a caller right now, so I can tell it afterwards. But it's a good one. Okay.
Hold it down. Don't forget it.
I won't forget it.
No, you have a call from Rhode Island.
Okay. Is Rhode Island there?
Yes, I am. This is just Miranda. I have a question.
Hi. Is this Rez?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Do you want to talk to Maureen? She was looking for you.
Oh, no, actually, okay.
What's going on, Rez?
Okay, I think she has a question, Phil.
Do you have a question? Can I help you?
Yes, I do. I need help so bad. I need help like yesterday. No, actually, it's not that bad. But my question is this. I have two projects in mind that I'm considering starting, and I want to know which one of them I should put my focus on. And which one will be most successful for me? Should I tell you what they are, or should I just let
You can just tell me the names of them? What's the first one you think of?
Yeah. Two personal projects. Two things. Should I focus more on the book proposal that I have in mind, or on the voiceover business?
The voiceover business is coming through a lot stronger through the pendulum. And the book proposal, I've got a dog walking on my back, sorry. And the book proposal, yeah, that's just going to go back and forth for a while. So you're just going to kind of be hitting that as it goes back and forth. Once you get it out the first time, it's coming back, and it's going to take a long time. I think the voiceover is going to be fun for you and go a lot quicker. But let's toss a couple for you just to see.
Okay.
You're actually worried about this. Silly girl. Because you're ready to conquer the world. It is time for you to conquer the world.
I couldn't agree more.
Say what?
I couldn't agree more.
You couldn't agree more. Yeah, you've got a lot of energy. You're ready to take over the world. You want it to go faster. And you want to just keep throwing things out there on theses. The voiceover comes over good. Writing is just kind of stagnant, but that's kind of how it is, and you know that. So that's the way it is. It makes you sad, I think, but let's see. Will it actually go full process in the book? Yeah, the book will go full process. So that's a good thing. Don't know if you knew that yet.
Yeah, no, I didn't. That's very cool.
Okay. Yeah, it's coming in. It will go through full process, but it's not going to be quick and speedy. Okay? So that will work. So now I've got you more confused. Now you're going, ooh, but the book's going to be full process. But you're going to have fun at the voiceover and make money quicker at that, and that'll keep you entertained. And really don't have much more. Do you have any other side questions off of that maybe, or...?
No, not really. That's just really, you know, both of those things, I keep going, okay, today I'm going to focus on this thing, and tomorrow I'm going to focus on that thing, you know, and so as a result, both have been sort of suffering, you know. So I'm like, all right, make up your freaking mind, you know, but instead of trying to figure this all out for yourself, ask somebody who you know. So I need to
you're,
help with
it. You're just out of balance, okay? That's all.
Yeah.
Add a couple hours to your day that I know you can't do. And really what it's telling me is for you to pick your direction. And I see just kind of emphasize more time onto the voiceover stuff, but still commit to a couple hours a day on the writing. Or the proposals, as you call them, where you're at. Okay? But it's telling me stay strong, pick your own course, and then go for it. Okay, but I don't want you to drop the other ball, too, because the other ball looks really good. Probably take you about 6 months before the other one's done, the book.
Yeah.
Whereas the voiceover is going to go a lot quicker. So if the voiceover goes a lot quicker and gets going, then you're probably going to have more time for the proposals. Yes?
That's a good point. And I'm hearing Spirit say to me now, too, you know, through you. Don't rush one thing because it'll suffer for it. So that makes total sense to me.
You just need to do a 80-20 split on it. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, that makes sense. I really appreciate that, Phil. Thank you.
You're welcome. See how easy that is? Okay, Raz. Good luck. Let me know when the book comes out.
I will. I definitely will. Thank
you. Me too. I'll hear about this.
Can you tell us what the basis of the book is?
Oh, yeah. It's expanding on an ebook I already did, which you probably know about, Secrets of an Online Psychic. I want to do more with that.
Nice.
You want to do what now?
I want to do more with that.
Okay, cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
Come to California and do it over here by the beach where the dolphins are.
Nice.
Open invitation.
On my way.
On my way. Well, rock on, my favorite psychic. Thank you very much.
Thanks for jumping
Thank
in,
Thank you
Rez.
For calling.
We love Rez. Rez is also our guest host a lot of times on this radio. People know that.
Yeah, she's great. Yes.
Yeah.
Do you have any more calls?
Maureen, you were... Were you telling us something before we took our call?
She doesn't remember.
Yes, I do.
No way.
Who's echoing? yes, I do. Oh, wait. Is there another call? Let's see. Nancy, who's echoing? Okay, now she's not. Yes, I do have something I wanted to say, and it was hilarious. Okay, picture this. I'm going to that Sephora, whatever it's called, and I'm heading there to get my bare minerals. Next thing you know, there's somebody that's offering, when I was coming back, when I was coming out of the store, I was like in a hurry, and I was in La Jolla, and I was coming out, and someone had, you know how people have, it's an outside mall, it's very, you know, little, but people will have little samples of whatever they're trying to do. Well, next thing you know, I see these beautiful pieces of green, pieces of whatever, and the guy goes, and it was on a tray, it looked like a tray of hors d'oeuvres, right? And so, the next thing you know, I go, oh yeah, sure, and I take it, and I take a bite out of it, and it was soap. And the guy goes, what? I go, and I pretended like I did it on purpose because I look like an idiot. I mean, can you guys imagine this? And so I go. He goes, that was just soap you put into your mouth. And I said, I know that, but I like to eat this. And I was walking to the car. So I wrapped it back up, and I thought it was hilarious. I had to tell my mom and dad about it. I even proved it. I showed them and everything. I don't know if, because some of those soaps are so pretty. But he had it on a big tray of hors d'oeuvres. I mean, come on.
Oh, they look good enough to eat, and they have nice things in them. It's almost like the Vicks.
It was I really thought they were. That's my story.
Did it taste good?
Absolutely. You know, it wasn't so bad.
That's hilarious.
And we have a question. We're going to do something unprecedented tonight. I'm actually going to be the next caller. And I'm going to ask a question because I when Rez was talking, I, you know, as all of us, a lot of us are self-employed, and I don't know about you guys, but I get a lot of career questions, and people are very concerned about their careers and their work, as am I. And Maureen, I think you're next, so I have to ask you a question.
If I know, sorry, you got me. I'll do the best I can to manipulate your reading. No, of course, Nancy, and I'm really happy to. So your question is, I'm just going to treat you like anybody else. Hi, Nancy.
Yeah.
From Canada.
Hi, Maureen.
And can I help you? Can I help shed some light into something for you?
Yes. Well, my specific question is my business, the direction that I'm going in now. Am I on the right path?
Got it. Okay. And is this and I know you're self-employed, you mentioned that, and type of work, I'm aware of that. Is this something that you have, you know, actually been putting out there? Or, you know, a lot of times people will say, well, I want to do this, but they kind of like to sit there and not do much. Have you been working on this for a while?
Oh, yeah, and I really put a lot of effort into it, and I do the whole thing. I do the vision board.
By yourself?
I have a cosmic mailbox. Yes, everything.
You're by yourself. You're alone doing this.
Yes,
you know, it looks like
it's me, myself, and I.
Well, the thing of it is, you've had a lot of people coming at you about, although you're doing it alone, it's almost like I see a group of, I call them the group, people coming at you going, do you know what you're doing? Does anybody, if you know, you don't have a lot of support. I can see that. It's like the support of, not, I'm not talking about money support so much, you know, I'm talking about the support of anybody that feels that this would work out really well. I don't, that's just what I'm getting. It's almost like you've been, you're making it a really, I don't know if you follow what I'm saying, but.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, and I'm sorry to hear that because you've been standing your ground with this for a long time and you're doing what you're doing because all in all, you could have been highly influenced just to go forget it, you know. You can't. Mm-hmm. You're making a decision right now. You're not, I mean, you're making a pre-decision before a major one. You can't feel like you can see exactly which direction yet, but I do feel that you need to go back into almost like grabbing hold of some old, some other things that you've done that you kind of put aside and you stopped doing it. There are other things that work into what this business is, but you put it aside, and I think that you need to bring them back, get back into it to integrate it to get, do you know what I mean?
Exactly, to integrate. I know exactly what you mean, yeah.
Okay, this is what's really important. I think you're making a decision. It's not going to delay anything. It'll just enhance what's already going on. I hear that, Phil.
I do too.
Do you understand? I mean, and Nancy, am I making...
I do, yeah.
There's
you
someone
make total
else,
sense, actually.
Okay, what I'm seeing is, or feeling and getting, whatever you want to call it, smelling...
Do you smell me?
I smell you. There's a woman here.
Smell me later.
There's a woman here I see with dark hair who would be a really positive person to be involved in this with. And she has darker hair, I feel. And the only negative, but she's on a lower vibration. The only problem is she would be great for you to be able to hook up with to help, to almost like have another, not as a partner, but to be doing this with, you know, that would go in the next stage. I think you know of her, but her, with the thing I've seen her with, she's very depressed, and she wouldn't, you would never know, but she, anything she touches is very successful. And she is, I see her in the next months being very depressed because her expectations are so high, she couldn't pull something off. She's just overly, she's too hard on herself. So what happens is, she'll look fine, but she also, anything about her, she looks like she's had success. She has an air about her. It's not fake. And she may, have had problems with children or having children. I don't know. You know of her, like I said, and she'd be perfect. She needs to be excited about something. And so I guess I feel you know of her, and I feel it'd be good for you to have somebody, not to go business, but come up and be part of it. If you don't, I think it's very important to have someone else with you, not, you know, take over, but with you in this, and a woman energy would be good in her. And I think she just needs to be approached. And also, I feel if you don't, you might have some useless sacrifice that would delay some things. And when I say the useless sacrifice, I think I've said this one before, it's the kind where you get nailed to the cross, but you don't get resurrection. You don't need to, you know, so I really do hope you followed, because how I read, you know, is how I read. So,
yeah,
if you
I know exactly what you mean, totally. Yeah,
okay,
thank
so
you.
So, hopefully, that helped.
Yeah,
well, you're going to say yes because you're my co-host. You know.
No, but I'm very open and blunt. So, in a nice way, though, I'm very open.
Right.
And yeah, no, that makes sense. It makes total sense, actually.
You'll do fine, but no reason to delay it and have a useless sacrifice going on. It is time. You know, a lot of times we get freaked out because when it is time, then we get worried. Oh, my God, it's really happening. You know how that is. I know for me. It's just your time, too, just like Rez, you know. Just like it should be all our time. It's all of our time. So there you have it. I mean, I think it's great. Good for you. Good for you. Good for Rez.
And unlike Rez has a beautiful voice, and I think she'd be perfect with the voiceovers. And not that I have a bad voice, but I don't sound excited, so I don't think I could ever do that.
No, she has a perfect voice for doing voice.
She does. It's beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah, very much.
Yeah.
So there you have it. That's your ring from me to you.
Thank you very much.
Well, I'm glad I could have helped you. And also, just remember one more thing, Nancy. You have the strength available to carry this through no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So there you have
it. Thank you, yes.
You do.
Because I just needed some reinforcement.
I know.
And it's funny because on the show tonight when I was talking to Donna Maria, I was thinking of making natural products again for a long time. And when I started to think about the show, I said, wow, I think I'm going to start making soaps again. So today I started with one of her recipes, and I got all excited, and I saw this is wonderful. So talking to her tonight, like, it was just really inspiring and motivating.
That's great.
I think that's timing.
That's good timing for you. Your show, the timing and everything.
Good timing.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Good timing.
It's
your timing.
Yeah, she's really good business wise. So.
Oh, maybe you'll be doing something with. Yeah. Interesting.
Uh-huh. You never know.
She has dark hair.
She has dark hair.
That's right. She does. There you have it.
There you go.
It's a win-win. I think that's great.
Maybe I'll be on the cruise.
Yeah. I think that's great. She said she'll
come. I'll be the one. Yeah. I'll be the one in the corner eating the Vicks.
Or the soaps.
Or the soaps.
Okay.
let's see.
Oh, my. So does anybody have any comments, any smelly comments?
No.
Smelly comments. Smelly.
We can start to the end of the show. I could go a little further with what we're doing next week. Well, not a whole lot further, but for the closing, if you would like. If there's nobody else that wants any readings. Or, okay. Yeah.
Okay, well, you have the show next week, Maureen.
You think?
Yeah, you want to tell yeah, you do.
You know, I do. I do. Yeah, I should. I'll share with and thanks to Nancy, by the way, for again she gave me this contact. So Nancy, there you have it even more. Oh, so, no. Everything will come to you. So anyway, next week, think of this: crystal singing bowl vibrations have the power to shift our consciousness in a positive way. The rich tones affect brain wave activity, which facilitates travel into altered states of consciousness. As our awareness expands, we grow closer to our original selves and begin to reflect the highest radiance, which while still in our physical form, which I think is very true. So a classically trained Ashana, I believe I say her name right. Do I announce it? Ashana? Ashana?
I think so, yeah. I'm not really sure.
Ashana, she's beautiful. She graduated with a degree in vocal studies from the prestigious Maine's College of Music in New York City, and for years performed as a soloist and ensemble member in New York's early music scene. She's very well versed in her, yeah. For the last decade, she has been involved in a deeply personal exploration of sound healing and vocal toning, during which period she discovered and began playing quartz scene singing bowls. So I'm really excited about to have her. So that's for next week's show. And if you can't catch that show, we have archives as well for everybody that's listening on archives too now. But you can catch all our shows. So there you have it. So thank you. And that's the end of my closing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wonderful. Great
show. And it was very interesting. I'm so glad that she was able to come on and talk to us this evening about aromatherapy. And that brings us to the end of yet another wonderful show. And thank you, Doug, who works behind the scenes and keeps us on track as our executive producer. And thank you to my wonderful co-host for joining me tonight and everyone in the chat room and all our listeners. And next week's show will be anchored by Maureen, as you heard. And thank you for listening. And now it's time to say goodbye.
Good night, everyone.
Have fun, everyone.
Good night.